Welcome to another episode of the Stack Supplement Podcast. We run down all the top stories and exciting announcements shared on our website from the past 7 days. And we have a shitload to get through, and that is not an understatement. So if I speed through these things and end up making the episode short as well, I do apologize, but it's purely just to make sure you catch up on all the big stories, which is the point of this podcast, this weekly podcast that we do. And I'm going to kick things off in the usual fashion with the news from the Arnold. So last week, we put up a picture of the t-shirt that's going to be thrown out or given out free at the Arnold Expo. We designed this thing over the last few weeks and finally got it together. And I believe we had mentioned it, but I hadn't actually put it out there. So if you go to stack.com now and type in Arnold T, it should come up. But basically, this was inspiration. It's inspired by some of these old school shirts that some may remember. Back in early 2010s, Optimum used to do this, where they would do special edition shirts for the Arnold and the Olympia. I collected a bunch of them, held onto them for dear life, holes and all. But this year for the Arnold, I wanted to kind of do that with Stacked. So we've got a few hundred t-shirts put together, a special edition design that I crafted myself. And it's a more of a commemorative design as well. So it's got the year, Stack's name, Arnold's logo, and all that stuff. So it's a very kind of collab design. But the way you're going to get it is, I think, I can't remember the exact number of shirts we have, but basically the first 100 or so, might be less, might be more, I don't really know, that go to the Stack section. Once public doors open at 10:30, I believe 10:30, maybe 10, the first few hundred they get there, or the first 100 or so they get there, will get one of these for free. You can't buy it, can't do anything else. That's the only way to get it. Again, very much like the Optimum, although Optimum, I think, gave everybody a shirt. They had what had to have been tens of thousands, but I don't. Got a few hundred, so it is what it is. And yeah, the first few, we'll have them staggered, so we're not going to give out absolutely everything on the first day. We'll have a certain amount for you on the first day, then the second day, and a little bit less on the third day. But yeah, you'll have to locate the person wearing the shirt, which will be myself, if I'm not mistaken. If it's not me, then it will be someone wearing that shirt. And just ask, large, extra large. There are two sizes, one color, black. You can see the design on the website, stack.com. So now we're going to jump into all of the monumental news we had last week from the sports nutrition industry, and I'm going to start things off with news from Ecovision. Sorry, I was going to say Dethroner. Ecovision. So they announced that they're bringing back Dethroner officially. So it was around this, actually, it was a few months ago, maybe half a year ago. Ecovision, the brand originally known as a very pre-workout specialist, and very much still to this day, since pre-workout is the category it is most prevalent, they said that they were going to stop doing, I guess what you'd call ongoing pre-workouts or non-signature pre-workouts, if that makes sense. So basically, they do pre-workouts with different athletes and ambassadors. So you might get a pre-workout with this person and that person and so on and so forth. They are going to keep those going, as you will have seen. But the things that were not with athletes, such as Dethroner, were going to be come to a stop. Just purely because I guess they wanted to focus on those. Fast forward to this week, not only has it been announced that Dethroner is returning, but it is coming very shortly. Just to give you an idea, Dethroner was the supplement that put Ecovision on my radar. When I heard just, I think it was like 14, 15 branded ingredients in the one supplement, I didn't even believe it. Had to go out and buy it to try it. Damn good supplement. Then they did V2, which is a little bit, I think it was slightly fewer branded ingredients, equally loaded. And now we're getting the return of Dethroner after that short discontinuation. And I'm gathering it's going to be Dethroner like 3.0. So I think that they're going to come out with a new version. I don't think it's going to be ingredient for ingredient, dose for dose, V1 or V2. I could be wrong. Who knows? All I know is Dethroner is coming back, which is pretty cool. As I said, that was what put the brand on my radar, was Dethroner. Again, something with that many premium ingredients wasn't going to pass by, and it's been fun following that company ever since. Next up, we're going to keep within the pre-workout space. Similarly, premium and loaded, and we've got the news from Black Market, the original underground supplement company and king of collaborations. I'm not sure if we shared this one. Maybe I did highlight it. Either way, I'm going to go over it anyway. Black Market and Man Sports, two supplement companies that have been around for more than 10 years each. So collectively, they're working on it multiple decades. They've been around for a tremendous amount of time, and they have reputations in the sports supplement industry for just putting together some solid supplements. Black Market was known since the DMAA era as just a powerhouse pre-workout brand. It has continued that to this day. And Man Sports, who has won our Brand of the Year award, maybe 2016 or 17 or something, also known for plenty of signature powerhouse supplements, including its legendary pre-workout Game Day, which it still holds a place in our top five pre-workouts list, thanks to the recent release of Game Day Overtime. Now, those two have come together and they have made a supplement that doesn't have a name. It's just Black Market X Man Sports or Man Sports X Black Market, whatever you gotta say, but the formula is a goddamn beast. You can check it out in more detail on the website. As I know, when I run over these things, sort of like quick hits, and you might get all jazzed, but to see it written down in paper, on paper is another thing entirely. But just to roll through it, they have got each serving has 8 grams of citrulline, 5 grams each of creatine monohydrate, so full dose of creatine, 5 grams of betaine, and 5 grams of beta-alanine. Now, betaine is a hidden gem. I just, for me, 5 grams plus is a damn good time, especially with that much citrulline. Always had great results, especially in the pump department with that. Very rarely do you see it 5+. You usually see 2, 2.5. But anyway, the list doesn't end there. Alongside that, there is 800 milligrams of alpha-GPC, a gram of tyrosine, 300 dendrobium, pink Himalayan salt, pine bark, eritrensis, velvet bean, theanine, synephrine, and then a nice combined dose of caffeine, which, if I'm not mistaken, is a combined 450, which is a hefty dose, right around my preferred amount. I'm more of a 400 guy, but it is what it is. And yeah, solid outing, but to be expected from a companies like Black Market, known for its pre-workout at Man Sports, known for solid supplements. It's pretty cool to see these two come together. If I'm not mistaken, this is the most established collaboration in the sense that two of the longest running companies coming together. There've been plenty of collaborations, but this is one of definitely the cooler ones in terms of, because I've known Black Market since Stack started, and same with Man Sports. I'm pretty sure Man Sports and Black Market are a little older than Stack, maybe not, but we've kind of grown together and I know that guy's there, so it's really cool to see those two come together. From there, we shoot over to another past Brand of the Year winner, but specifically the International Brand of the Year winner, and specifically last year's International Brand of the Winner, Viking Power. So Viking Power took home the award last year for just being a beast of a brand. Internationally, things get a little different because sometimes you don't really see such frequency with the releases, premium formulas. So it does make it a little bit more subjective when to judge, but last year, Viking Power just sort of took pages out of the US market book and just loaded up supplements for categories you just don't typically see loaded internationally, even to some extent the US. And they just, it was impressive. Supplements that they rolled out and added to their lineup made it almost, I'm pretty sure we almost nominated just one for the International Brand of the Year Award. And we're a step away from nominating them for the overall. It's a crazy good brand and they are not slowing down. The guys there told me they had a lot coming. I'm always prefer to see things before before believing. And they have started the year with a product that I'm going to butcher the name of because they name all of their supplements after Norse mythology. And the brand itself it's a house brand. It's a Swedish house brand from the retailer MM Sports. Which I'm actually going to Gothenburg, which I believe they are there. So it'll be cool to see try a bunch of products from that region. But the name is Hrungnir. I don't know if that's correct. It's Hrungnir. I don't often see the R after the H, but it's obviously different language. So to much respect, hopefully I did some attempt. But the category of the supplement, so as I said, Viking Power puts together the powerhouse supplements, and all of these supplements have some damn good formulas. Now for this category, they've done that. They've continued that theme of solid formulas, great ingredients and dosages. The category is probably one of the rarest you will see in the sports nutrition space, but it has been done before. Maybe I can only count a handful that I know of. But the supplement we're talking about right now, it is an appetite enhancer. So very much how you get weight loss supplements that are designed to help you crush cravings, reduce appetite, encourage you to not overeat or extra eat or snack or whatever, reduce overall calories across the day for weight loss and so on. This is an appetite enhancer designed to make you want to eat more or give you the ability to take in more. A huge product and a huge help for things for hard gainers, basically guys that might go take a mass gainer purely because it's a way that allows them to get in calories easier. Because not everyone can put away chicken and rice at enormous amounts. It's not very common, but it is out there. It is something, and this supplement obviously leads further into that to basically enhance appetite, help with bowel regularity, and just kind of make your body want to eat more or have the ability to eat more capacity. And yeah, they put a nice combination of ingredients in it. I've got turmeric, hops, chamomile, dandelion, estrogen is in there, the absorption enhancer, zinc, black pepper, another absorption enhancing ingredient, cinnamon and ginger, cinnamon being something that's more common in glucose disposal agents, digizyme, the digestive enzymes in there as well, again, to help with digestion and I guess encourage higher eating, higher calorie eating. It's definitely a blend of ingredients you won't see in any other supplement, but this purpose is also not seen in many other supplements. It's very rare that you will find a supplement that is trying to make you eat more, especially when weight loss is such a dominating factor and they're all very much of the mindset of helping you eat moderately or less with appetite control. Check that one on the side. Viking Power doing some damn good things and plenty more on the way from what I hear. Next up, we go over to HTLT. Now, this was an interesting story and one that, like I said, I'm trying to speed up this episode, but this is an interesting story. So Harder Than Last Time, also HTLT, is a brand from Greg Doucette. Now, they were selling a supplement called Turk Builder a little while ago, it was them and Gorilla Minds, Turkestrone. And Nutrition Depot put out sort of test results that showed that testing of specifically turkestrone, and it kind of highlighted that you weren't getting the standardization that you might have thought you were. Now, HTLT did highlight that on their supplement, they had the source of turkestrone, Ajuga turkestanica. I'm probably better off reading that one. But they did say, if I'm not mistaken, it was 10%. So they just wrote 10%. They didn't say specifically what 10% was. It's an interesting little tidbit. And then when the test came out, they said that the 10% was in reference to ICTI steroids or not specifically turkestrone. Turkestrone is a type of that. So they did change. It was an interesting discussion. And then they eventually did change the name of the supplement after this all came out and changed it from Turk Builder to Icky Builder, which was made sense because, as I said, they pointed out that that source provided 10% Icky steroids, not specifically turkestrone. And it was quiet since then, very quiet. Just never heard anything more on it. They kind of put the explanation out, said their piece, moved on. Now, last week, we got a return of HTLT's Turk Builder. And apparently, I don't know how long it's taken them, but Greg Doucette and the team has been looking for an actual turkestrone source. And so they have found this turkestrone source in the mountains of Uzbekistan. And it may sound obscure, but I had heard about Uzbekistan Turk. I think other people had mentioned it, or other brands had used this before, and this was said to be an actual turkestrone source that you could get that percentage from. And so they've gone out of their way to get this, put it into a supplement, and bring back Turk Builder, because as I said, the original one was changed its name to Icky Builder, rightfully so. And this one is indeed called Turk Builder, and this one is indeed got a standardization of Turkesterone highlighted on the page, on the product, I believe. And I don't know the exact dose of everything, but the facts panel they put up on their site highlights that of the source, whatever, I believe it's Uzbekistan or Uzbek Ajuga Turkestanica, I believe it's that amount, that ingredient, I don't know the exact dose, but in a full 3-capsule serving, of which you only get 13 in every bottle of this, the new Turk Builder, that provides 45 milligrams of Turkesterone. So 10%, if it was a 450, that is 10%. I don't know the exact standardization in the sense that this 45 milligrams of Turkesterone might be coming from a gram of Ajuga. We don't necessarily know. I haven't seen the actual fact panel from the supplement, or the one on their site doesn't, looks different to the one that's on the bottle in the picture that we see a little bit of on the site. But then it also points out that you get 45 milligrams of 20-HE and then 18 milligrams of other echosterones. And then combine that, they've got Capsorb technology in there to help with uptake and absorption, as well as black pepper extract to basically enhance absorption, help you get more out of this. But they are so confident this is real Turkesterone that they have got third-party tests and similar style tests to what was done before to find that they didn't have the full standardization of Turkesterone, or specifically Turkesterone. And they've got those labs on their site. So I guess it was just a very interesting story that they kind of explained what happened, changed the name, and after all this time hunted it down and came out with it. Back then, when that whole thing happened, Turkesterone products were coming out left and right. It was almost one every 1 or 2 weeks. It was ridiculously quick. But these guys have hunted it down, allegedly, and given us results to show that that's in there. I would be interesting to see how it compares, because I have used various Turk products over the years. None of them that I ever saw provided this exact Turkesterone test to show that they were given the amounts that these guys have tested for and found. So pretty cool to see, kind of like a redemption story almost. But yeah, you can check it out on the site. And give it a try, but there is ridiculously limited amounts. They already sold out within a few hours. And as I said, the price on this is much, much higher. If you recall, just to give you an idea, Icky Builder is $39.99 for a bottle of 60 servings. But again, I haven't seen the dose of the main source, so it's hard to compare. But just to give you an idea, $39.99 for 60 servings. Of this one, to get that full 45 milligrams of Turkesterone or that standardization, the 10%, which again isn't necessarily relevant if you are talking more than 500 milligrams of the source. But this one, if you want that full 3-capsule dose, you get 13 servings. If you want a 2-capsule dose, it's 20 servings. But either way, that is a far cry from 60 servings. But more importantly, the price on Turk Builder is $59.99. So that is 50% more for a lot less servings. So this isn't the same cost effectiveness as we got with the original Turk Builder, or what is now called Icky Builder. You get to the website, find out more information. We did do a nice big breakdown just because it required a mammoth amount of explanation. And hopefully we broke it down as best we could. So now we are going to, oh my word, we have got more stories that I just am not going to be able to fit in, but we're going to try. Glaxon has come up with a supplement called Fiber Fusion. It is a it's a poop supplement, basically. The tagline is pretty straightforward: the ultimate poop promoter. It is a supplement designed specifically to help you lay, present, produce the ultimate poop. You take it the night before, and when you wake up, start your day with a nice big deuce. It's hard to write that story when we did and not want to just burst out in laughter, just because, you know, day-to-day I write about supplements. It's very rare, if ever, that I end up talking about, laying a perfect deuce. It's, again, even saying it's funny, but everything in the supplement was specifically thrown in there for that purpose. They've got a nice blend of fibers. There's 5 grams of psyllium husk, 2 grams of high amylose resistant corn fiber, 1.5 grams of sun fiber, a gram each of acacia and inulin. And then they've got an interesting addition is Immuse, which is a premium branded ingredient to help with to support and improve immune health. And then there is also sodium copper chlorophyllin, 35 milligrams. Now, the reason behind this, or at least the reason according to Glaxon on its website, is that they put that in the fiber fusion to deodorize your digestive tract. So in essence, make it smell nicer, I guess. I guess if you're going to start your day with the ultimate poop, as they claim, yeah, it smells nice. It can't do any, no harm in that, right? Okay, very interesting supplement. Only Glaxon would be the one to do something like that. And kudos to them for making a category of supplements as typically plain or traditional as fiber is, and just juice it up with a nice Glaxon take. We now move to the bunch of, we actually had a lot, all energy drink news basically. I'm going to roll through it. We're going to save one of these for another week. We're going to close out with the bunch of energy drink news that I've saved up for the end. So firstly, Rise has announced two new flavors. One of which is in a second collaboration with Sour Punch, which you saw it partner with for the first time last year with a Sour Punch Blue Raspberry. This is a Sour Punch Green Apple, or Sour Green Apple more specifically. And they've also done what we kind of said might be coming back when he first partnered with them, and that is a collaboration with Sean O'Malley, Sugar Sean, the UFC fighter. Last year, he announced in the lead up to one of his fights that he was an ambassador, that they announced that he was an ambassador for Rise Fuel specifically. And that has now led to his very own flavor. In that story, you can see, we said at the bottom, this could lead to his own flavor. Now here it is, in the form of Sugar Sean's Cotton Candy. So two flavors we've seen done by a few other companies. Rain, I think, does it. Bang does it. A few others do the Green Apple. But yeah, Sour Punch Green Apple and Rise and Cotton Candy from Rise and Sugar Sean will be rolling out to market shortly. And I'm going to speed these up because there are a few little stories to get through. Next, news from C4. So we actually shared a bit of this. We shared it in two pieces because the story broke down pretty quickly. So last year at NACS, the convenience B2B industry show, C4 brought three new collaborations to the show. There was they were put together all with the legendary and century-old popsicle company, or ice pop company, called Popsicle. There was grape, I think they had pineapple, and then the other one was cherry. Now those have all made it, started to make its way out to stores. More interestingly, there is a fourth supplement, fourth flavor, but it is exclusive to 7-Elevens and its subsidiaries, which includes Speedway and Stripes and so on. And so this fourth collaboration, this fourth flavor is in collaboration with Popsicle, but it is not a Popsicle flavor. It is specifically a Creamsicle flavor. So Creamsicle is Popsicle's, I guess, ice pop similar, but inside you get an ice cream. So it's a little more of a smoother, ice creamy situation. And so yeah, C4 has partnered up with them to do a creamsicle flavor, and it's specifically branded on the can as creamsicle, not popsicle like the other ones. And it is specifically the orange flavor of creamsicle. And that one can only be found at 7-Elevens and so on. So yes, you can get the other ones, the other three popsicles at, from my understanding, every location. But if you want to get the whole family, the creamsicle, you need to head to 7-Eleven. Next up, we have news from Ghost Energy Drink. This is the second to last one. I'm trying to speed it up. A while back, they announced they were doing an original energy drink flavor. It's very similar, I guess, to Monster's Green. Rockstar is even original. Or even the Red Bull is another great example. Just a core original classic energy drink flavor. These things very different. A lot of them are somewhat energy drink syrupy type stuff, but they all have their distinct differences. And Ghost said it was coming up with one that has now been revealed. It is called Ghost Original, or Original, the original Ghost Energy Drink. It comes in what looks to be like a white silver can, And yeah, it's a classic energy drink flavor, according to Ghost. I would damn interested to try it. I've had far too many original flavors, and I just adore all of them every time I try them, just to feel that what each brand feels is original and classic. And Ghost Take would be damn interesting, and we all know that. But the catch is, and as originally confirmed about this flavor, is it's not going to be available everywhere. It is exclusive, or not exclusive, it's just made for festivals and bar situations where you just buy at the counter or buy at the bar and drink straight away, not takeaway type stuff. And that's the only place you can get it. It is also coming in a much smaller can, half size can, an 8 ounce can, which you can also find the orange cream flavor in. And then you get half the dosages, including 100 milligrams of caffeine. You can check out that product on the website for a closer look. The last bit of news we have comes from Bang, who was obviously acquired by the Monster Beverage Corporation last year. I think it was 360 something million. It was a giant news story, obviously, with all the thing that had gone on between the two. Monster did indeed take it over. I did mention that it would be trimming down the lineup. It was pretty early, not too long after the acquisition, they said they were going to be trimming down the line. And they never said anything specific, but it was very much made it seem like the streamlining the selection. Because obviously Bang had grown a lot over the years. It had gone well beyond the original energy drink we all love and know at 300 milligrams of caffeine. Obviously, Bang was in supplements, but then it had, there were Bang shots, there was the Bang coffee, I think there was a Bang protein thing. There was a whole bunch of different Bang stuff out there. And yeah, Monster said it was streamlined it down. And then the latest story we had was sort of a breakdown. A breakdown of basically what it is that they've streamlined down to. So we were listening to, I think it was like a presentation not too long ago, that Monster had trimmed it down to 12 SKUs or 12 items under the Bang banner, and they're making a big distribution push. So I think during that whole thing, a lot of Bang stockers changed. They obviously, you know, for whatever reason, and now in 2024, they're looking to basically revamp that push, get it into more shelves, get into more stores. And yeah, with that, not necessarily downsized, but streamlined lineup. And yeah, they said 12 SKUs. And so I went down the rabbit hole of trying to figure out what these 12 are. So obviously we've covered Bang numerous times over the years, phenomenally known for the unique flavors. They have just pumped out massive amounts over the years, and they have a lot of flavors. So when I heard 12, I dug into some of their recent marketing and tried to figure out what exactly that translated to. So I went through piece by piece and found precisely 12 flavors. So they have this more uniform look across a few of their that Bang energy drink now, and I'm gathering that might be the look they're going with. But on their website and on social media, they had, on their marketing, they had this look universal, and I just basically went through it all to find out how many different flavors I could, and I found precisely 12. So I'm gathering. I haven't got confirmation from Monster on this, but they obviously said they've trimmed down to 12 SKUs, and we counted up 12 flavors in this recent marketing style, and those 12 flavors are black cherry vanilla. These are all 12 flavors, all flavors of the Bang energy drink. So there's black cherry vanilla, blue raz, candy apple crisp, cotton candy, delish, strawberry kiss, peach mango, purple haze, radical, skedaddle, rainbow, unicorn, starblast, sour heads, and Wilden watermelon. So that's a very clearly, if you're a Bang fan, you know that's a mix of both original and more recent flavors. So some of these have been around for a while, some of them are, I guess, late released in Bang's later years: radical skedaddle, rainbow unicorn, delish strawberry kiss, even candy apple crisp. They were more later down the road, whereas the likes of black cherry vanilla, Sourhead, Starblast, they have been around for an immense amount of time. And those were the 12 that I could find, which means if you're a fan of Bang and that was not on there, I would think you're probably not going to see those flavors in store. Again, with this big push from Monster of getting Bang back into stores, my suspicion is that these are the 12 we're going to see. This doesn't say that they might not bring some of these other ones back. They might not add, they might add more flavors later down the line when demand and popularity or whatever begins to show some signs. I don't really know. But yeah, we went through. This means that there is, that means that there's champagne, long time fan favorite, very unique flavor from the Bang family. Didn't make the cut. Swirlypop, Froze Rosé, a whole lot of chocolate, the very unique and intriguing chocolate flavor of the Bang Energy drink. Pina Colada, Birthday Cake Bash, the many different sweet teas, the limoncello that they did, I think was for Walmart. I could be wrong. I think there was a limoncello for one of them. Yeah, a lot of key flavors that were just standouts, create unique flavors, unique experiences on the Bang family. Just not included in that 12. You can check out the full list on our site. Definitely run through it all. Make sure it's, expect to see those ones on the list when they... when you see them on shelves next with the new look or whatever. From the looks of things, there is still a lot of the older stuff out there. And I don't mean older as in like years ago. I mean just some of the branding that's not this or some of the flavors that's not this. I saw a video on social media. Someone was showing the flavors they had available. Swirlypop was one, but obviously not in this 12 that we had seen in their recent marketing. And Monster mentioned when they acquired Bang, they said they had a mountain of stock. I thought I heard 30 million of stock. I could be wrong on that. But yeah, it was a massive amount. Obviously, when you acquire a company, you have that stuff. And so it's very much some of that still out there. But it seems that that's my guess. And from what they've said and finding precisely 12 in their marketing material, that is what we're going to get moving forward. And you can check out the list on our website. As always, anything I mentioned on this podcast, head over to stacked.com or stack3d, however you want to pronounce it. We continue to post news story after news story, day after day, week after week from all around the world. All we ask in return is you visit the damn website, check it out, stay up to date, make sure you don't miss a beat, check it all out, read through, share it with your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister. That's all we ask. That's all we require in order to do the service of keeping everyone up to date in the world of sports supplements, energy drinks, and functional foods from all the way from the US all the way to the corners of the world in Japan, Iceland, Australia. I don't know. I didn't really plan that one out, but yeah. Head over to stack.com. And once again, and as always, thank you for listening and look forward to having you back next time.